From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Turkish warplanes attacked pro-Syrian government forces Saturday in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 36 fighters were killed. The group says this was the third attack on the enclave in less than 48 hours. Elsewhere in Syria, UN aid agencies are gearing up for the first delivery in months of humanitarian assistance to the Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta. UN officials hope this won't be the last. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Gert Capellari, UNICEF regional director for the Middle East and North Africa, regrets that supplies from the convoy are not enough for all 200,000 children living in eastern Ghouta. He says he hopes the humanitarian operation will become a regular occurrence so all of the 400,000 residents, including the children in this besieged territory, can receive life-saving aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
China is warning about the huge impact on global trading if U.S. President Donald Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. A key Chinese trade representative says the tariffs will seriously damage multilateral trade mechanisms represented by the World Trade Organization. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Trump's tariff plans were absolutely unacceptable. The U.S. Secret Service says a man shot himself Saturday outside the White House. A short while later, the Washington police declared the man dead. There were no other injuries. President Trump was at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida at the time of the shooting. This is VOA News.